You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, I always think, it seems like every other year I hear something about Grey's Anatomy, and I'm like, when did that go off the air? Well, it has never gone off the air. And I keep thinking that. But they just renewed Grey's Anatomy again. Jeremy, it'll be its 19th season.
So many seasons. And this show is kind of funny. It's popping up because Nick Knack, she also does the, you know, her 45 minutes a day on the elliptical or treadmill or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she has just started Grey's Anatomy season one.
Oh, my goodness.
She's like, you know, I have actually never watched this show. She's like, I'm going to do it. She's like, I am so late to the party on this.
Yeah, but she can catch up every day.
She can catch up every day. So she's got 19 seasons essentially here to roll through now. So it's going to be a great workout show for her.
The social media folks are having a blast with this. All sorts of jokes that are going on. My favorite is, because it stars Ellen Pompeo, right? Mm-hmm. So Ellen Pompeo could have spent all those years to actually become a doctor.
Right. She could have had that little DR in front of her name.
Someone else said Ellen Pompeo is a better woman than me because at this point, I would have killed my character off myself.
Yeah, I don't know. Wonder how much money she's made off this show. I'd be curious to see.
Oh, wow. Like cumulatively over all the years?
Cumulatively, yes. She's probably made some serious bank, man.
Man, oh, man. Anyway, for those of you who are fans, I've never seen the show.
So far, Nick Knack is loving it. She's into it. So that's the whole Dr. Dreamy, Dr. McSteamy, Dr. Smoochy Smooch, whatever.
I will say that I really, really like Sandra Oh, and she's in it. I don't know if she's still in it because she's got a couple of other series that she's done. But I loved her in the movie Sideways. I thought she was hilarious in that. Anyway, so there's that. What else is trending?
List out this morning. We can quickly roll through this. It's the 15 most boring movies of the past 20 years. and I was trying to see which ones I've actually seen on here. Number one is The Last Airbender, which came out in 2010, which was an M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong movie. And his movies are generally good. I have not seen that one. Annabelle is number two, and then Suicide Squad is number three. Other honorable mentions, Green Lantern's on there. That's the one with Ryan Reynolds. It was just a giant flop. Star Wars Episode 1 is on there.
That's the only one on the list that I've seen about it because I saw it right when it came out 20-something years ago.
It's crap.
Yeah.
The Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland is on there. White House Down, that one's stupid. X-Men Apocalypse, that was stupid. So they're all stupid.
and boring.
I posted the list on our Facebook if you want to roll through all of them. Katy Perry is dipping her tongue into the beverage business. She's coming out with a non-alcoholic drink line called Dessois. It's French, Dom. Dessois. It's apparently French for pleasure with restraint. Which is actually what I have tattooed on my thigh.
Who ever heard of such a thing?
Dessois. it's filled with a bunch of various health benefit things. It's nutrients, vitamins, blah, blah, blah.
I'll be curious to see, because you know, you see all these celebrities making, you know, billions of dollars off of their alcoholic beverage. I'm wondering how this will compare being booze-free.
It is booze-free. I don't know. I mean, it's what are they called? Aperitifs? Aperitif?
That's what it is?
Is that what it's called? The drinks you have before you eat? Yeah, no alcohol. There's going to be citrus, strawberry, grapefruit, and blackberry. Dessois.
Okay.
You know who's into it is The Rock, man. He's got his tequila brand, and then he's got that energy drink now. So he's like hitting the two major giant markets, energy drinks and alcohol. That dude he's on it. He's making major bank with his drink lines. Orkin just posted its 2022 list of the top cities for bed bugs. Chicago came in number one for a second year in a row. Is anybody itching yet? I was itching reading this story. Detroit's on the top 10.
You know what's funny about that?
What's that?
Hold on a second. You know what's funny about Chicago being number one?
What's that?
This is, we had a show member who famously contracted bed bugs. In fact, I think she might have gotten them twice. That was Tizzy when she was on our show.
Yeah, it seems like
and
it.
Guess what town Tizzy moved to when she left
Chicago.
Denver?
Chicago. Mm-hmm. There you have
she
it.
Took her bed bugs to Chicago and infected the whole city.
Well, itchy. Denver came in 17th, if anyone is wondering. Mm. Eesh. Not good. Did you read that list? Was it 17th or 13th? I think it was 17th.
I saw the headline. I didn't click on it. You want 17. Me to check while you do something else?
Nah,
who cares?
We're up there.
We're in the top 20.
We're in the top 20. Tesla has a new mode coming out for its vehicles. It's the self-driving beta mode called assertive driving.
I don't understand this.
You don't? Well, there's three different profiles that they've got now on the Tesla.
No, I understand that. I don't understand why they would create one that does this.
I don't know. The three modes are chill, average, and assertive. And there's like a little summary under the assertive on what it does. And it shortens your follow distance.
It makes you tailgate.
Basically, you're tailgating people.
Yeah.
It also does more frequent lane changes, so you can zip around people. Stays in the fast lane more. And it allows you to, quote, have rolling stops. So basically you can roll through stop signs with it, the old California stop, which is illegal. So I'm not really sure why they've added the assertive mode.
I think
truly is for California drivers, maybe.
Or if it's just to get attention for a little while and then they'll discontinue it. Because, you know, they can do those software updates overnight. So.
Or is it like if there's an like if you cut your hand or something and you're bleeding out and you can't drive, you click it over to assertive mode and you get to the hospital faster.
Well, I'm not sure we can trust the
average American. Or you're giving birth in the car and you're like, I gotta go, Tesla, put me in assertive mode. It should be called giving birth mode then, I guess. I have two buddies that have Teslas, and one was just telling me, I believe this might be the beta thing that he just downloaded. And he said he refuses to have his kids in the car while he's in this mode. He's like, because it'll like jerk you over into other lanes unexpectedly. He's like, it's happened like 3 or 4 times to him. It just cuts over into a bunch of other lanes. He's like, whoa, and he's got to grab the wheel. So I think they have a little bit more work to do on this. It's like, that's a little scary. I don't trust that mode, man. Real quick, here's your Fat America. The coffee creamer brand International Delight is now officially selling Twinkie-flavored coffee creamer. You can dump some of that in your coffee.
Or not.
I can tell by your face you are not interested.
Not interested.
Sounds thick. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. If you haven't seen this video yet, you have to watch it. It's on our Facebook. It's an incredible video of police out in Los Angeles pulling a pilot out of his small plane that crashed into some railroad tracks in the direct path of an approaching train, and they pulled him out just seconds before the train plowed into the plane. It's insane. It's so like Hollywood.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Exactly.
Yeah. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.